DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
We have to learn a whole lot, you guys. We have to go back in our lives and say, how did I miss this information about this health thing? Or how did I miss this information? This song just reminds me of this. So thank you, Jonathan. We really do have to pay attention. And I'm talking about strokes. We've been hearing about strokes to the point that people are tired of hearing about it. Some of them don't even believe all of the statistics and what happens and how is it that I don't know or I don't feel it. And those kind of questions are still very present here in our country. Well, joining us is Dr. Ron Terrell, and he's from Allina Health, because he says every 40 seconds, someone suffers a stroke, making this medical condition one of the leading causes of death in the U.S. Now, you may be surprised to learn that strokes are largely preventable to the tune of 80%. Yeah, it mainly comes down to lifestyle choices. Though it can be very hard. May is Stroke Awareness Month. Did you know that? And because of it, we've asked Dr. Ron Terrell, a neurologist at Allina Health, to share more about the symptoms of strokes and risk factors. Thank you so much for being here with us, Dr. Terrell. Really appreciate it.
Really happy to be with you.
So it's quite shocking that we have to mention this every year, because people know about, you know, strokes and how often they can happen. And it's almost like a silent killer. We don't always know what the symptoms are. Why is it that we still have to constantly hear more about this every year?
Well, it helps that we actually have a National Stroke Month, which is May every year, so we can try and get the word out to everybody. But stroke is one of those things that I think all of us assume happens to somebody else. And we never think of ourselves as possibly being a victim of that. But like you were inferring, there are over 800,000 strokes that occur in the U.S. alone every year. And at any given time, there's more than 4 million people walking around that have had strokes in the past. So it is a big problem. And the important thing about it is we can prevent it, and it just comes with a little bit of knowledge.
Okay, so how many Americans have died or that you know of in the United States?
I mean, I can't tell you over time how many have died, but as you said, there's about 200,000 to 400,000 that can die in any given year, and other people can be debilitated by it and their lives changed forever.
That's right. So what is happening in our bodies that causes a stroke to occur?
Well, the stroke we'll talk about now is about the stroke that's caused by a blood clot. You know, there are bleeding kind of strokes that are caused by aneurysms, different things. We're not going to talk about that, but it's the clotting kind of strokes that affect most people by far. And these blood clots can develop at any time, and once you have an area in your brain, a blood clot in the brain that prevents blood from flowing through a certain vessel, whatever area of the brain doesn't get its blood supply, whatever it controls, you lose that function. So people are familiar with the right side of the brain controlling the left side of the body, and some people even know that language is only controlled on one side of the body, one side of the brain for the most part. And so people will have these sudden onset deficits, this loss of function without pain, usually. It's not about pain. It doesn't hurt, which is what throws a lot of people off. But suddenly they might feel numbness or tingling or weakness on one side of their body or the other. Some will find that they can't get their words out, or maybe they're not understanding what others are trying to communicate to them. And it's all about where the blood clot occurs, what areas of the brain are involved, and what functions come from that area of the brain.
You know, there have been so many medical organizations over the decades that have said, hey, it's often painless and it comes without warning, without warning, without warning. So some people say, hey, yeah, I have this little headache or I have this little thing, but it doesn't mean anything. What is the main, what should we look for to absolutely know we need to run into the hospital to see about it?
Great question. So we've developed this little acronym and it's called BEFAST. B-E-F-A-S-T. And it's basically used around the world and certainly around the U.S. And B stands for balance. So any sudden change in your balance, it could be vertigo or dizziness, or it could be just incoordination that you really don't understand why you're tripping over your own leg or something like that. E stands for eyes. That implies a sudden change in vision. People can lose vision towards one side of their world or the other. They can lose vision sometimes in one eye, but any kind of change in vision, including even double vision, could be the sign of a stroke. F is for face. Weakness or numbness, usually on one side of the face, can be a sign of stroke. S is for speech, and by speech, it could be your words are coming out slurred, or even if you know what you want to say, you listen to yourself and the wrong noises are coming out altogether when you know what you intended to say, but it just doesn't come out right. That's when it involves the language part of the brain. Mm-hmm. A is for arms and legs, sudden weakness or numbness in the arms or legs. Again, it's usually on one side of the body or the other. And T is for time, and time is of the essence. Once blood flow has been blocked from a certain area of the brain, we have treatment for that. We can treat people, and we can reverse those changes and open up that blood vessel with medication and sometimes other procedures, but we have a limited time window to actually make the difference. Otherwise, once the blood flow has been blocked for too long, the brain tissue in that area has already died, and we lose that opportunity. Right now, we have a medication that basically is Drano for the bloodstream, and it's called TNK or Tenecteplase. There's another one that we've used in the past also called TPA. And these literally work like Drano. They'll help to clear the clots out. But every second that goes by, every minute that goes by, you're losing more and more brain and losing the opportunity to reverse the changes that suddenly occurred.
You said that there is often a limited time window to make sure you take this medication so that it can help. 4.5 hours, I think about the seniors who are at home alone. Maybe their caregiver is just not there yet. And I'm very concerned about 4.5 hours. Is there any other way that we could get extra time?
There can be other ways to give extra time, but 4.5 hours is the cutoff that our studies have showed us is the right timing where we can treat people just based upon their presentation to the hospital and what kind of deficits we see. Of course, we have to get a scan to make sure it's not a bleeding kind of stroke, but once that's confirmed, which just takes, 3 or 4 minutes, we can go ahead with that treatment. We do have other procedures, and sometimes there's a way to look at the brain with different kinds of CAT scan studies or MRI studies and prove to ourselves that the tissue that was affected is still salvageable. So we can still possibly do procedures to pull clots out of blood vessels by going in with a catheter, similar to what the cardiologists do when someone has a heart attack. They open up the vessels by going into a catheter, and they do that clearance of the vessels called angioplasty, where they open up the blood vessel. Mm-hmm. We have ways to do similar things, but that too can be time limited. But sometimes that kind of procedure can go out to even 24 hours, and we still have a chance to improve a person's outcome.
Let's talk a little bit about the face when you spoke about some people experience weakness in the face when a stroke is occurring. What about Bell palsy? I hope I have that correct. I had a friend that had Bell palsy, and it's so much like a stroke.
It is, and I wouldn't want you or others out there to second-guess themselves thinking maybe this is just Bell's palsy. To answer your question, what Bell's palsy is it's caused by a nerve dysfunction in the face, one of the key nerves that controls the motor function of the face. But we in the hospital and in the emergency department can tell the difference because Bell's palsy will affect the strength and movement of the forehead. But in stroke, and this is just because of how the nerves work and what nerves go where and what they control, in stroke, they do not involve the forehead. So it's always the lower face that droops, usually the mouth. You can tell someone's, you know, fold along their mouth might be a little droopy or a little flattened out, or they simply can only smile towards one side of their face or the other. But it doesn't involve the forehead when it's a stroke. But please don't go in front of the mirror and debate that yourself. Get to the hospital. We'll call off any emergency treatments if we see that. And our ER doctors and as neurologists, we're very well versed at looking at that right away and can tell you right away.
When we look at risk factors, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, kidney disease, and abnormal rhythm of the heart, that sounds like it could be so many other things. How will you know for sure that this is about a stroke? Or do we, if we're sensing any of those risk factors, should we call the hospital or call 911 immediately?
Right. Well, I think those are two different things. So the risk factors that we talk about are those underlying conditions that would make a person more likely to have a stroke than someone who doesn't have the same risk factors. So high blood pressure, people who are known to have high blood pressure on medicine or not, they are at a higher increased risk of stroke just because of that diagnosis. Diabetes is a risk factor for stroke. High cholesterol is a risk factor for stroke. And all of our lifestyle is potentially a risk factor for stroke. You know, eating a healthy diet is really important, and staying nourished and exercise is also very important. So the risk factors themselves are what we want to manage, hopefully before anything happens. But when someone comes into the hospital, they've been diagnosed with the stroke based on their acute symptoms, we'll go over not just what we think might have caused their stroke, but we will review with them all of their possible risk factors. So if they are smokers, or if they have diabetes, if they have high blood pressure, different kinds of conditions that lend themselves more to vascular disease, we'll address everything. And also the abnormal heart rate called atrial fibrillation is a big risk factor for stroke as well.
Okay, there's a piece of this whole conversation about how food really affects us or infects us and makes us vulnerable to strokes and so many other things, right? The challenge is food today is not the food of yesterday. We don't get as much of the nutrients we need out of it. We're taking vitamins all the time. We're trying our best to find out what we should drink, whether it's carrot juice or orange juice. It's maddening to try to figure out where can you get what you need inside of your body to make sure you stay as far away from a stroke. Because I know people who are very fit. They eat organic foods, right? Or 70% raw and 30% cooked. I mean, they're doing everything they can to maintain their health. Yet a stroke still can happen. Is it hereditary?
Strokes can absolutely be hereditary as well. Again, the different underlying conditions, for instance, diabetes can be hereditary. High blood pressure can be hereditary. Heart conditions, certain heart conditions can be hereditary too. So heredity always plays into it. But, you know, all of us in the whole world carry our own little set of risk factors. And the idea of, for instance, you pointed out the diet, just living a healthy diet, whether that's with the Mediterranean diet, there are a lot of different diets out there, and I'm not going to discount any of them. But what it means is that people are paying attention to what they eat. They're trying to eat more healthy, whatever style of diet they may use. And that's going to make a big difference. If you're just going to have your Coke every morning from the gas station and fries and a burger, that's probably not going to get you as far as you would with a little more education about what foods are better and what foods aren't.
What are some of the new things we're learning about strokes? I know that the brain is so complicated. What you all do at Allina, I can just imagine how intriguing it can be and absolutely unnerving it can be because it's ever changing. So how do you know, or should we say, ask that question of our doctors, hey, I'm feeling something a little weird in my brain in this particular section, even if we can't name it? Because like yeah. I said, it's ever changing.
Well, really good question, and it brings up two different points. So again, when we're talking about a stroke, it usually, by far and away, is a sudden loss of function, an organized neurologic deficit. Now, when I say that, I'm meaning I can tell you 29 times out of 30 where a person's stroke likely is in their brain based on the symptoms that they present with, because I know what part of the brain controls what parts of the body, et cetera. And I'm accustomed to working with that.
Dr. Terrell, I'd like to take a break. Of course, he's from Allina Health. Can you stick with us for a few more minutes?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back, everyone. Neurologist Dr. Ron Terrell has been joining us from Allina Health, and I'm so grateful for some of the information he has shared during this month, which is Stroke Month. This is the time to talk about it. And he's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much, Dr. Ron Terrell. You have given us a lot of information. If there was one last thing you want us to know very quickly, what would it be?
I think most important thing would be to know the stroke warning signs. As I went through, you could look it up online. It's B fast, B for balance, changes in balance, E for eyes, F for face, weakness, numbness in the face, A for arms and legs, weakness and numbness, S for speech or language, difficulty getting your speech or language out, and T for time, because time is everything. We have a limited amount of time that we can intervene and actually reverse the stroke that may have just occurred.
It is quite remarkable. Thank you so much for sharing this in this incredible month of May, where we really should be talking about it every day, every week, every month. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah. All right. My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a break and be back in a moment.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, my goodness. This smooth voice. Are you kidding me? I mean, every part of me is moving right now. I'm dancing in my seat. That's for sure. Of course, that is the music of Lou Rawls. And there is a tribute concert, Lou Rawls tribute concert at Chanhassen Dinner Theater coming up. And we've been so packed with center stage. There's so much going on. We decided to start a little early tonight at 8:35. So I'm honored to introduce to you Johnny Brown. Now, I have heard of Johnny Brown. I have read part of his bio, but I have never seen him perform live. live. And on Friday, May 20th, we all get a chance to see it, 8 p.m. at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, because he's going to do a show about Lou Rawls' music. Grammy Award-winning singer Lou Rawls had a smooth singing style, so if you don't know who he was, he had a four-octave range. And, of course, I'm going to ask Johnny, do you have a four-octave range? Welcome to WCCO, Johnny. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Man, you have been taking on some of the greats. Lou Rawls and how many others?
Teddy Pendergrass. We do the OJs. And I pretty much hit it for the tributes, but we do a lot of, you know, the Philadelphia sound, East Coast music that we try to bring here to the Twin City.
You know, yeah, so. Teddy Pendergrass, you know, you sound like him. I actually watched some of your videos before we came on tonight, and I'm excited that you're doing this show. I'm hoping I can get there for sure. I'm really hoping I can.
Yeah.
But you have accomplished quite a bit in your life. You were born in Lampert, Mississippi. How did you get to Minnesota?
I was running away from home, and I just left. I came up because my older brother was. I had an older brother that was here, and my dad, you know, being a Pentecostal minister, he was really strict on us. So I was just ready to get out, you know, and get on my own. So my older brother was here. He was like, "Man, you should come here." So that's how I ended up in Minnesota. I'm glad I did. It's been good to me. So.
I tell you, the arts here is just incredible. And I, too, grew up in Pentecostal. And I went to my first iteration in college was at Ball State in Muncie, Indiana. And then after that, man, I was coming to Minnesota where my brothers were as well. So you and I both have almost the same story. You sang in your father's church. And I'm just wondering, how often do you do gospel now?
I'm not doing it that much, but I'm hoping to get back into it, because doing the shows now, I'm starting out to hit on a gospel tune here and there within the show, you know, even if I started off a cappella, you know how you feel a spirit. So I out with Jesus on the Main Line and all
tell
that.
Tell them what you want. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but I never would have made it. I just do a little something, but then I stop, you know, I don't carry on, because that's where I grew up on with gospel, and that's where my energy lies a lot of the time as well, you know.
Yeah, same thing with the Steels. First of all, I have to apologize because I've never seen your show. I don't know you at all. I've only seen you passing. And I said to you the last time I saw you, you know what? I have to have you on the show, dude. I don't know what you do, and you do a lot. So tell me, are there other greats that you want to also present in a concert? And if so, who are they?
Johnny Taylor. Oh, man, we were talking about some of Bobby Womack's music. It was quite a few people that we're looking at to add to what we're doing. We're just not rushing it because it takes time. You know, Lou was kind of hard for me because that style of music and that style of his flow, you know, it's just very, you know, Vegas and, you know, a little soulful at the same time. I didn't know if I can put that together, but I worked on it. I'm hoping that I'm doing, you know, well at it, and people appreciate it. So I'm,
if you want to knock people out at the beginning of the concert, all you got to do is "You'll Never Find." That's it. That's it. Everybody just slays the women, man. We're down. It's like, what?
I mean, people get up on that song, and we try harder to place that song in the right place. So. You know,
at the beginning and at the end. At the beginning and at the end. It's that good.
All in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that song. And Lady Love.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
get me started. Okay, so you're doing Lou Rawls, but you have choices, you know, to choose from. Have you done the Teddy Pendergrass the most or Lou Rawls the most?
Oh, Teddy. Teddy, I started, 14 years ago? That was my first show, was Teddy Pendergrass at Miss Arnellis in St. Paul. Yeah, she gave me a shot. I think it was March 12th. It was St. Patrick's Day.
I just watched that video today, man, and they were trying to introduce you, and you were like, "I'm never having him introduce me again."
No, you saw it. You remember that week introduction? I'm like, wait a minute, let me introduce myself.
Yeah. And introduce yourself. So when you get up on stage Exactly. So here you are up on the stage and you realize I am singing the greats. You know, I am singing mm-hmm. the music of the greats. Is it intimidating mm-hmm. at all, or do you walk on that stage with absolute confidence?
Lou Rawls was kind of intimidated. Teddy was never intimidated because I always loved Teddy from the, you know, being a gospel singer. That's the only person I really heard at my auntie had a juke house and my daddy had a church. So
wait. Your auntie had a juke house and your daddy had a church.
Yeah,
I want to come to Christmas dinner, dude.
And we could, and we as our nephews and nieces, we couldn't go in there. We weren't able to go in there. I stood outside and I would hear the jukebox playing. It was Teddy, Barry White, and Ozzy Hayes. But I loved the Teddy voice from the get jump. You know, I was like, wow. So yeah. When somebody played, I think about a Let It Go, I was
Do it again, yeah, do it again, do it again, do it again.
It looks like another love, TKO. That was one of my favorites.
That's all you're going to give me tonight? That's it? That's it? Yeah. Come on, one more line, one more line.
I think I'm about to let it go. It looks like another love, TKO.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, brother. Keep it up. Okay. First of all, tell me about the 12-piece band. Did I read that?
We have used the 12-piece band. I think it might be 12-piece in here at this time. I know we got, I don't want to do the counting on the air. We have to show up. People.
But you have horns, you know, percussionists, vocalists. You got a lot going on. And who is the woman that I saw in several of the videos?
Oh, that's Miss Monique Blakey.
Monique Blakey.
Yeah, Blake. Yeah.
How that child can sing. Really,
she can. She is really like, man, we get out of her way when she starts singing. You just step off to the side.
Where is she from? Yeah. Is she born and raised here?
No, she's not. I'm thinking, I don't want to misquote, either Detroit or either Washington, D.C., one. I'm not even sure, but
I
know
a big difference,
she's here now. Yeah, and she's married to a. I know the Blakey family over in St. Paul, so I never knew of Monique until I think it was Velma, another lady that was singing with her. Yeah,
she, great voice, and she blends beautifully with you, just beautifully. So tell us about this show that is going to happen on May 20th, next Friday. And, of course, this is at 8 o'clock at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. Mm-hmm. In which room is it? I'm sure it's not on the main stage, is it?
It's a fireside.
Sometimes they do them. Oh, it's the fireside. Okay. Are there still tickets available?
There are. And so I'm hoping, you know what, you know as well as I know, it's the number game. So I'm hoping people come and see this show and like, you know, the Dakota and all the places that I'm playing, I played in the past, the numbers are good. And I'm trying to get that same thing going on out at Chanhassen. So I could be
have their protocols changed rotation. At all?
As in the COVID situation.
Necessary. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because that's one of the things that can either help or hurt. It depends on where you are. It depends on what they're expecting or what they need from us. So I'm just curious to know if those have changed over the years. So I don't know.
I think it's kind of not as strict as it was, but I think there's some guidelines still in place for coming into the room and the building itself. So, but I was them. I would have them call and check up there. I think I remember seeing maybe once when one person showed up and wasn't prepared. Yeah. So I don't think he got in. I didn't want to stay there and listen.
I've been in that room for, you know, several concerts. So I'm really looking forward. I hope I can make it on the 20th. So then tell me, I really want to, tell me how you have expanded who you are. You know, eventually, I remember the first time I heard of you, someone said you were doing some R&B tunes. So did you have, that's what you used to do was R&B tunes. And then you started doing the tribute shows. Which one has been the most rewarding?
The tribute show was the first. Teddy was the first show I ever done. As a solo, you know. But I used to sing with your brother in Raising the Bar. Fred and I used to do Wednesday night at Arnella's. And man, we used to have such a good time. So, but the tribute shows are the one that drew the Teddy, which drew a lot of people to know who I was. I am. And then it went from there. I do a lot of different artists, especially male, you know, artists that I can, that stays in that low register, you know, because I'm a baritone, so I don't,
right.
I do, you know, I holler the church holler, but I don't do too much. I can't, you know. I try to stay in
there. You're talking to the right girl. I know what a church holler is, okay?
Right, you know, and it throws people off because they're like, wow.
Right, right.
That's a different kind of, you know, holler when you, you know, you go off in that spirit. You're like, you know, so. But I've been coming to see you guys for a long time, man.
I didn't even know that. Oh, man.
Yes, especially you and your sister. I love catching you guys' shows.
It's time for us to catch your shows. That's for sure. And I am going to work really hard to get there on May 20th.
I'm you guys' fan. So if you come, I appreciate it. But if you don't, I'm still coming to see you because I and your sister, I love the way you guys play off each other on stage. It's funny. Not only that, it's just great singing.
And it's so real, though. All of that stuff that play off of each other, that's real, okay? Mm-hmm. When she says, Jolynn, don't play with me, she's for real. Like, you know I'm going to play with you. Come on. But I do want to ask you, what is next for Johnny Brown?
What is next for me is I want to do a gospel brunch and a gospel show at some point, evening, at the church show. I definitely would love to do that, and I would love to get some help in that, you know, because a lot of gospel singers around here as well,
that's
you know.
Right.
But I really would love to just be able to do it one time. And then I think people see where I'm coming from as I can just get to sing some of those, you know, because I grew up on the Mighty Clouds of Joy gospel keynotes and
absolutely
James.
Cleveland.
Just a lot of different. Cleveland.
Yeah,
what's his name? Walter Hawkins family.
Oh, man, we sang with the Walter Hawkins
Andre
family
Crouch.
One time.
Oh, you did?
Andre Crouch. Oh, my God. Yeah. Andre, we have to talk and we have to go have coffee or something. I got so many questions for you. Seriously. So as we wrap up this conversation, the bottom line is that you are doing Lou Rawls, and that is not an easy thing to do. Teddy Pendergrass is not an easy thing to do. But if there was one artist that you really want to tackle, who would that be again?
Oh, man. It'll be either Ozzie Hayes, either Barry White, which we have someone here in the Twin City that puts on a great Barry White show. So I don't want to step on his toes, but I love Barry White. I love listening to him.
The whole thing with Barry White is that he comes out on stage. He used to come out on stage and just stand there with a handkerchief. And all the girls would twirl around him, all these women dancers, you know. He'd have about 4 to 6 of them, depending on the concert. Mm-hmm. And they just spin and spin and spin. He'd just stand there with his foot tapping. That's it. He didn't do anything else but wipe his brow.
Do
you hear
me?
I'm going to do Barry White.
You get how many women? 4? Right,
it was Barry 4. You had terrible.
That's good enough number for me. Barry White.
Barry White. There it is. That's the new news. Mm-hmm. And if you do a gospel show, seriously, man, let me know. Mm-hmm. I would love to talk to you about that because it's tough sometimes. Growing up in a Pentecostal church, trying to figure out should I do that or shouldn't I do that? So do what you feel is the right thing to do.
Yeah. I am. I'm going to work on that. I think I mentioned it to Crooners, Andrew, you know, about
the gospel thing.
Looking at doing a gospel brunch evening of gospel. And I think we got some people that, you know, artists here in the Twin City that have done something similar. They have done it, and they good. You know, Mr. Robinson and different one. I love.
Oh, yeah. With Gwen Matthews. We've had some.
Yeah.
We have so many great singers in the state of Minnesota. We're not just talking about the Twin Cities, but even beyond. It's
beyond.
Remarkable
right.
as you travel and you get to meet people that can show enough sing. So I'm excited that you're still doing it, and I'm so sorry that I have not seen your concert yet.
No
but
problem.
I will very soon. So have a good May 20th, and if people want more information, where do they go?
Chan Hansen Theater.
Yep.
I mean, Chan Hansen website.
Dinner Theater.
Yep.
ChanHassonDT.com. ChanHassonDT.com. It's in the Fireside Room. You can look it up on their website. And how much are the tickets?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I love that. I'm not sure. I don't really care about that. Thank you. That's for other people to deal with.
Right. I have
Lou Rawls would never say that, my brother, Lou Rawls.
Miss Anita Moore, take care of all of my, you know, in the band. you know, situations. So I don't get in the way.
You don't have to deal with that. You don't have to deal with
that. No, I don't. So if they look on there and it's ticket prices, it's going to be worth it. Thank you so much. And I will catch you guys soon. Twin City, please come out and see us here at the Chanhassen Theater this Friday. Love you.
Love you too. Take care of yourself, dude.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
All right. My goodness. I'm sure you're going to try to make it to that concert. We're going to take a break and come right back. It is now 8:55 here at WCCO. Welcome back. My goodness, this 8:35 hour has been the beginning of Center Stage, and it's just so much fun to talk about how many of the arts we can get into that 9 o'clock hour. And so having Johnny lead it off at 8:35 was just great. I really enjoyed speaking with him. Hope you enjoyed it as well. Coming up next is Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And let me tell you, bottom line is that whatever is happening in the Twin Cities and in the state of Minnesota, we get a chance to talk to a lot of the theaters, or I shouldn't say a lot, but many of the theaters outside of the Twin Cities. Yes, we have over 800 theaters in the state of Minnesota. It's really quite remarkable. I don't know what the number is today after COVID, and even COVID still going on. But to know that we have this much in the great state is just so remarkable. So I am excited to keep learning about the arts and what people are doing. We're going to have some hip hop artists in the future that I've been looking into and listening to them and, you know, trying to figure out what direction they're going in. Also, the arts at some of the museums, new installations, that sort of thing is something I love as well. So there's a lot to talk about. Stay tuned for Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We'll be back.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It is now 8:55 here at WCCO. Welcome back. My goodness, this 8:35 hour has been the beginning of Center Stage, and it's just so much fun to talk about how many of the arts we can get into that 9 o'clock hour. And so having Johnny lead it off at 8:35 was just great. I really enjoyed speaking with him. Hope you enjoyed it as well. Coming up next is Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And let me tell you, bottom line is that whatever is happening in the Twin Cities and in the state of Minnesota. We get a chance to talk to a lot of the theaters, or I shouldn't say a lot, but many of the theaters outside of the Twin Cities. Yes, we have over 800 theaters in the state of Minnesota. It's really quite remarkable. I don't know what the number is today after COVID, and even COVID still going on. But to know that we have this much in the great state is just so remarkable. So I am excited to keep learning about the arts and what people are doing. We're going to have some hip hop artists in the future that I've been looking into and listening to them and, you know, trying to figure out what direction they're going in. Also, the arts at some of the museums, new installations, that sort of thing is something I love as well. So there's a lot to talk about. Stay tuned for Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We'll be back.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.